to praise you, Lord. Much more than I do, I want to praise you, Lord. Much more than I do. Learn to seek your face and the knowledge of your grace. I want to praise you.
To all my Israelite brothers and sisters who praise Yahweh, greetings, and may the divine influence be with you. This is part 5 of Jew or Judah. You can follow along with the article by going to www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com. Jew or Judah is found in the Who's Who menu or the Word Studies menu. In part 4, we saw in Isaiah that the word Jew is used only to refer to the Jews' language, but the Israelites in Jerusalem did not speak the Jews' language because they were not Jews, and Jews were not living in Jerusalem at this time. Rabshakeh was an Assyrian official bringing the Judahites in Jerusalem the message from the king of Assyria to surrender in the Judahites' language. The Judahites in Jerusalem were not Jews, because we know that the Jews were never in bondage to any man. The northern house of Israel had already been taken captive by the Assyrians, and now they were besieging Jerusalem. In Jeremiah, we saw that the Israelites in Jerusalem, who were called Judahites because they were of the house of Judah, did not show their own brethren mercy and honor the Jubilee, so Yahweh was not going to show them mercy when the Babylonians came against them. We saw that some of the survivors in Jerusalem were taken to Egypt to try to escape God's judgment, but they were slain. But Jeremiah, Baruch, and the king's daughters escaped. They made it to Ireland, where the king's daughters married Milesian kings of the Zara branch of Judah. They also brought with them the Stone of Destiny, which was Jacob's pillow, and is the stone that sits under the coronation chair in Westminster Abbey. Jews were not kings. Judahites were. Queen Elizabeth II is a white Israelite woman of the tribe of Judah. Her husband was a Jew, and therefore her children are Jews. Yes, that white-looking British family now has Jewish blood running through their veins. We saw that the word Jew was not used in Lamentations or Ezekiel, because these books are about Israelites, and they tell of the destruction and captivity of the house of Judah, which are not Jews, and the Jews were never taken captive or ever in bondage to any man. We saw in Daniel that he, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were among the captives in Babylon. These men were Israelites of the house of Judah. They were Judahites. They were not Jews, because Jews were never in bondage to any man. We also saw the made-up word Jewry used a few times, which replaced the Aramaic word Yahud, which describes the territory of Judah, which is an Israelite territory belonging to the house of Judah. These are not Jews, because Jews are Edomites, and they lived in the territory of Idumea, which was south of Judah. The word Jew was not used in Hosea, Joel, or Amos, because these books are about the house of Judah. Those of the house of Judah are called Judahites, and Judahites are Israelites, and they were in bondage in Assyria and in Babylon, which as you should know by now, that no Jew was ever in bondage to no man. Why were the Jews never in bondage to no man? Because the Jews were the ones who assisted the conquering nations that punished the Israelites, and helped these nations destroy the Israelites and their cities. And the Jews always willingly became tributaries. We read the book of Obadiah, which does not use the word Jew, but it is all about the Jews, because Obadiah is the fate of all Jews. Their ultimate destruction foretold by the mouth of Yahweh God. The Jews are identified as Edom in Obadiah. Esau is Edom. Esau is the father of the Edomite Jews. The Jews are not descendants of Jacob. The Jews are not Israel. The Jews are not Hebrews. The Jews are not of the tribe of Judah. The Jews are descendants of Esau. This part 5 will wrap up the BC days of the covenant, and we will get into Matthew. We will see in the AD part of the renewed covenant that the identity theft continues, as the made-up word Jew replaces the Greek word Judaeos, which is a Judahite. The confusion is greater in the renewed covenant, because the land of Judah was merged with the land of Idumea, becoming known as Judea. So a Judean could be a Judahite or an Edomite. The churches ignore the context, they lack scriptural understanding, and they do not examine the original words from the Hebrew and Greek, which exposes the lies and fables of the Jews. But the churches say the King James perversion is the inerrant word of God. Really? Well, from Genesis to Obadiah, this study has shown that every time the word Jew has been used, it never referred to a Hebrew, an Israelite, or a Judahite. We've already covered 31 books. 23 out of 31 don't even use the word Jew. Isn't the Old Testament supposed to be about Jews? The churches teach yes. Scripture teaches no. The Bible is not a Jewish book. Let's continue our study and expose the fraudulent word Jew, which has been replacing Yahudim, the original Hebrew word for Judahites. The word Jew is not in Jonah, because Jonah is not about Jews. Jonah is about the Assyrian city of Nineveh. The Assyrians were racial kinsmen to the Israelites. They descended from two sons of Shem, Asher and Arphaxad. Yahweh wanted Jonah to exhort the Assyrians in Nineveh to turn from their wicked ways. Jonah did not want to do this because he knew the Assyrians were becoming a great power and were oppressing the Israelites. Little did Jonah know, but Yahweh was using the Assyrians as a shelter to Israel while the other surrounding nations were becoming a threat. This was represented by the gourd that gave Jonah shade from the beating sun. Assyria would later, however, return to wickedness and were used by Yahweh to punish Israel for their wickednesses. Jonah, the Assyrians, Shem, Asher, Arphaxad, and the Israelites were not Jews. The word Jew is not used in Micah because Micah is not about Jews. Micah was a contemporary of Isaiah. Micah's ministry focused on forecasting God's impending judgment of the ancient northern kingdom of Israel, and of other things, such as the sin, the impending judgment of Judah and Jerusalem, and the restoration of Israel. Micah was also a countryman and lived in the southern kingdom of Judah. Micah was not about Jews because Jews were not living in the southern kingdom of Judah. Jews were not taken captive by the Assyrians, and Jews were never in bondage to any man. The word Jew is not used in Nahum because Nahum is not about Jews. Nahum is the sequel to Jonah. It's about Assyrians and the fall of Nineveh. The word Jew is not used in Habakkuk, because Habakkuk is not about Jews. Habakkuk ministered a few years before the fall of Jerusalem at the hands of the Babylonians. Habakkuk seems to have been a Levite connected to the service of music in the temple. Habakkuk is not about Jews because he was warning the Judahites of the house of Judah about the coming punishment and captivity. These wouldn't be Jews, because the Jews were not taken captive by the Babylonians. They helped the Babylonians destroy Jerusalem. The word Jew is not used in Zephaniah, because Zephaniah is not about Jews. He was a contemporary of Jeremiah. Zephaniah was a great-grandson of Hezekiah, king of Judah. Zephaniah, his great-grandfather Hezekiah, and the whole tribe of Judah were not Jews, because they were Judahites, and their Judahite kinsmen were taken captive to Babylon, where no Jew was ever in bondage, because the Jews were never in bondage to any man, as they proudly boasted to the face of Yeshua Christ in public. The word Jew is not in the book of Haggai, because Haggai is not about Jews. Haggai was a prophet of Judah after the Babylonian captivity. The prophet Haggai was one who encouraged the people to resume the temple building when it had been suspended, owing to the agitation and lies of their adversaries, who were Jews, and tried to get the king of Persia to stop the returning Judahites from rebuilding. Haggai and the Judahites were not Jews, because they just returned from Babylonian captivity, and by now you should know that the Jews were never in bondage to any man. Besides, as you should also know by now, the Jews helped the Babylonians destroy Jerusalem, and the Jews laid claim to the territories of Israel and Judah while the children of Israel were in captivity. But Yahweh saw what the Jews did and how they appointed the land of Israel and Judah into their possession. Oh, look! The Jews actually are in the book of Ezekiel, but you have to know who Mount Seir is. The Horites dwelt in Seir before Esau inherited it. Yahweh gave Seir to Esau and his children. Seir was a Horite. The Horites were a branch of Canaanites who mixed with the descendants of Cain, who was the offspring of the serpent and Eve. Ezekiel 35:1. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying,
Son of Adam, set your face against Mount Seir, and prophesy against it.
Deuteronomy 2:5. Meddle not with them, for I will not give you of their land, no, not so much as a foot breadth, because I have given Mount Seir unto Esau for a possession. Verse 3.
And say unto it, Thus says Yahweh Elohim, Behold, O Mount Seir, I am against you, and I will stretch out my hand against you, and I will make you most desolate.
Romans 9:13. As it is written,
Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated.
Verse 4.
I will lay your cities waste, and you shall be desolate. And you shall know that I am Yahweh, because you have had perpetual hatred, and have shed the blood of the children of Israel by the force of the sword, in the time of their calamity, in the time that their iniquity had an end.
The time of their calamity was when Israel was being taken by the Babylonians. The time of their iniquity ending is a reference to the end of their 70-year captivity. Verse 6.
Therefore, as I live, says Yahweh Elohim, I will prepare you unto bloodshed, and bloodshed shall pursue you. Since you have not hated bloodshed, even bloodshed shall pursue you.
Matthew 23:35, that upon you, referring to the serpent seed Jews whom Yeshua Christ was talking to, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the ground, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, son of Berechias, whom you slew between the temple and the altar. Verse 7.
Thus will I make Mount Seir most desolate, and cut off from it him that passes out and him that returns.
Mount Seir is a reference to Canaanite Edomite Jews. Verse 8.
And I will fill his mountains with his slain. In your hills, and in your valleys, and in your rivers, shall they fall that are slain with the sword. I will make you Jews perpetual desolations, and your cities shall not return, and you shall know that I am Yahweh.
Malachi 1:3.
And I hated Esau, and I laid his mountains and his heritage waste for the jackals of the wilderness.
Verse 10.
Because you have said, these two nations and these two countries shall be mine, and we will possess it, whereas Yahweh was there.
These two nations would be Israel and Judah. Verse 11.
Therefore, as I live, says Yahweh Elohim, I will even do according to your anger, and according to your envy, which you have used out of your hatred against Yisrael and Yahudah. And I will make myself known among them when I have judged you.
Matthew 7:2. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged, and with what measure you mete, it shall be measured to you again. James 2:13. For he shall have judgment without mercy, that has showed no mercy, and mercy rejoices against judgment. Verse 12.
And you shall know that I am Yahweh, and that I have heard all your blasphemies which you have spoken against the mountains of Yisrael, saying, they are laid desolate, they are given to us to consume.
The Edomites moved in when Judah was taken into Babylonian captivity. There were also Canaanite and Edomite Jews already in the land, who were placed there by the Assyrians less than 200 years earlier than that. This is how they later infiltrated and overtook the priesthood of Israel by the time of Christ. This is how they successfully impersonated the Israelites. The Sadducees were all Edomites, and the Pharisees were mostly all Edomite. Verse 13.
Thus with your mouth you have boasted against me, and have multiplied your words against me. I have heard them.
The Jews' Bible, the Talmud, says that even God asks the advice of a Jew rabbi before making a decision. 1 Samuel 2:3. Talk no more so exceedingly proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth, for Yahweh is an Elohim of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. Verse 14. Thus says Yahweh Elohim,
when the whole land rejoices, I will make you desolate, as you did rejoice at the inheritance of the house of Yisrael, because it was desolate, so will I do unto you. You shall be desolate, O Mount Seir, and all Idumea, even all of it, and they shall know that I am Yahweh.
Zechariah was a Levite, and was also the prophet who returned to Jerusalem with Haggai and directed the rebuilding of the temple in the days of Zerubbabel. In chapter 5, Zechariah has a vision of a flying scroll. Flying is H5774. Oof.
It means to cover with wings or obscurity, an act of darkening. Also, by implication of dimness, to faint from the darkness of swooning. It also means to faint, flee away, fly, shine forth, or be weary. Fainting. It means falling into a swoon, failing, losing strength or courage, becoming feeble or timid.
Some believe this chapter is talking about the birth of the Talmud, the Jews' Bible, the flying scroll. It can be shown that the written word of Yahweh, the Torah, has been covered by a perversion of the laws of Moses. This has been explained by Christ himself. It must first be understood that the scribes, Sadducees, and Pharisees at the time of Christ are Canaanite and Edomite Jews. The children of Israel in Judea have been swooned into the doctrine of the Pharisees. After a few generations of brainwashing, the newer generations grew up in the new doctrine. This was the birth of Judaism. Judaism is not Christianity. It is the perversion of Christianity sold as Christianity. Just like today, in vain do the churches worship him by believing and putting their trust in the perverted doctrine that Christ is a Jew and all the scripture that has been twisted to put our people in a state of fainting or being swooned. Swooned? Yes, swooned into identifying as a trans-Gentile. Swooned into believing you can declare yourself saved. Swooned into believing that accepting Jewish Jesus gets you rapture tickets. Swooned into believing the law was done away with. Swooned into eating swine. Swooned into believing God loves everybody and race mixing is okay. Swooned into believing that the Jews are Judah. Zechariah 8:23. Thus says Yahweh of hosts,
in those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold of all languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that Elohim is with you.
God is not with Jews. God is with the Judahites of Jerusalem. The 10 men of all the languages of the nations is a reference to the 10 northern tribes of Israel who were lost and walking in darkness among the nations. They did not remember who they were or whose they were. They didn't even know that the Israelites in Judea were their racial kinsmen. They didn't even know about Messiah. This is why Christ said he came only for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. This is why Christ told his disciples to go unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. The hem of a Judahite is the border or corners of a garment. This may be a reference to the tzitzit, which is the fringe of blue and white on the four corners of an Israelite man's garment. The tzitzit also represents the Ten Commandments. So we see that the Judahites in Jerusalem from the house of Judah witnessed Yeshua Christ in the flesh, and the message of the gospel was also to the Israelites of the house of Israel who were scattered everywhere else. When any of those Israelites from any of the 10 lost tribes took hold of the hem of a Judahite, they were coming back to the fold because they were answering the call and taking hold of the good news. They were abandoning their pagan ways and taking hold of the commandments through the gospel. The gospel was the good news of reconciliation between beauty and bands. Zechariah chapter 11 is the parable of beauty and bands. Beauty means goodwill or favor. Bands means union or brotherhood or binding. These would represent the houses of Judah and Israel being reunited under the renewed covenant of the blood of our kinsman Redeemer. The Maccabees were Hasmoneans. They were Judahites of the tribe of Judah in Jerusalem. They were king priests because the office of the Levitical priesthood was coming to an end, because Edomites were infiltrating and replacing the Levites with their own Edomite Jewish priests. Herod, who was an Edomite Jew, also had the Levites slain, and Herod put in his own Edomite priests. The time of the Maccabees was from about 167 BC to 37 BC. It was during this time that John Hyrcanus and Herod were bringing in Greek culture, supporting the Edomite sect of the Sadducees, and forcing racial integration of the Jews of Idumea into the Judahite territory of Judah. Hyrcanus started circumcising Jews and filling the priesthood with Jews. By the time of Christ, Judea was like all the other white nations today, race-mixed and multiracial. So a Judean was not necessarily an Israelite. A Judean could be a Canaanite, an Edomite, or an Israelite, or any other race for that matter. Just like America was once a white Christian country founded by Israelites who migrated from Europe, today, Americans can be Mexican, African, Chinese, Jewish, or a white Anglo-Saxon Israelite. People don't understand this, and this is why they believe the Jews are Israelites, because Jews lived in Judea, and because Jews took over the priesthood, and because Jews repeated for hundreds of years that they are God's people, and because Jews own the publishing houses and media outlets, and push their agenda constantly. Now all the churches and all of Christendom identify as trans-Gentiles and worship a Jewish Jesus. The Jews use confusion to deceive. What's more confusing than a soup of confusing words that seem to all correspond to the same thing in the mind of an unlearned just believer? Jew, Judah, Judahite, Judean, Jewry, Yehuda, Yehudim. Quite confusing, isn't it? Or are you starting to see through the lies and stolen identity? Jews are not of the tribe of Judah. Jews are Edomites. The books of the Maccabees has the same problem and deliberate tampering of its texts. Yehudim from the Hebrew and Judeos from the Greek, which are Judahites, was replaced over 150 times with the made-up and deceptive word Jew. Since most of you are not familiar with the Maccabees, we will only cover a few key verses that state the obvious. Everywhere you see the word Jews, it should read Judahites. This is because the Maccabees were not Jews. They were Judahites of the house of Judah, living in the territory of Judah. The Jews were Edomites living in the territory of Idumea. 1 Maccabees 5:1. Now when the nations round about heard that the altar was built and the sanctuary renewed as before, it displeased them very much. Wherefore they sought to destroy the descendants of Jacob that was among them, and thereupon they began to slay and destroy the people. Then Judas fought against the children of Esau in Idumea at Arabatin. because they besieged Gael. And he gave them a great overthrow and abated their courage and took their spoils. Notice that Judas and his people were Israelites, descendants of Jacob. They were Judahites, or Yahudim. Notice that Judas and the Judahites fought against Esau's children in Idumea. Esau's children are Jews. Idumea was the territory of the Edomite Jews. This is one of the reasons why the apocryphal literature was removed from Scripture, because it plainly differentiates between Israelites and Idumeans. It differentiates between Judahites and Jews, between Jacob and Esau. Chapter 8 of 1 Maccabees is a eulogy of the Romans. The Romans were mostly Israelites of the tribe of Judah through Zerah, one of Judah's sons. The Romans were the wild olive branch that would later be grafted back into the olive tree. The descendants of Zerah Judah had left Egypt before the Exodus and went on to settle Troy and later Rome. Paul's epistle to the Romans were to Roman Judahites. Judas Maccabeus was a Judahite of the house of Judah. 1 Maccabees 8:1. Now Judas had heard of the fame of the Romans, that they were mighty and valiant men, and such as would lovingly accept all that joined themselves unto them, and make a league of amity with all that came unto them. An alliance with Rome. Verse 17. In consideration of these things, Judas chose Eupolemus, the son of John, the son of Acos, and Jason, the son of Eleazar, and sent them to Rome to make a league of amity and confederacy with them, and to entreat them that they would take the yoke from them. For they saw that the kingdom of the Grecians did oppress Israel with servitude. They went therefore to Rome, which was a very great journey, and came into the Senate, where they spake and said, Judas Maccabeus, with his brethren, and the people of the Jews, which should read, and the people of the Judahites, have sent us unto you, to make a confederacy and peace with you, and that we might be registered, your confederates and friends. Verse 29. According to these articles did the Romans make a covenant with the people of the Jews, which should read, the Romans made a covenant with the people of the Judahites. The people of the Jews are not Jews. They are the people of the Judahites, or the people of Judah. In chapter 10, King Demetrius tried to get the Judahites to remain friends with him and not join with his enemies. A letter from Demetrius to Jonathan. King Demetrius unto the people of the Jews sends greetings, which should read, King Demetrius unto the people of the Judahites send greeting. 1 Maccabees 10:26. Whereas you have kept covenants with us and continued in our friendship, not joining yourselves with our enemies, we have heard hereof and are glad. Wherefore now continue you still to be faithful unto us, and we will well recompense you for the things you do in our behalf, and will grant you many immunities and give you rewards. Demetrius was not writing to Jews. He was writing to the Judahites in Judah. The Jews were Edomite Idumeans, and they were living in their own territory in Idumea at the time. Verse 31. Let Yerushalayim also be holy and free with the borders thereof, both from tenths and tributes. And as for the tower which is in Yerushalayim, I yield up authority over it, and give the high priest, that he may set in it such men as he shall choose to keep it. Moreover, I freely set at liberty every one of the Jews, which should read, Moreover, I freely set at liberty every one of the Judahites that were carried captives out of the land of Judea, which should read Judah, into any part of my kingdom, and I will that all my officers remit the tributes even of their cattle. Furthermore, I will that all the feasts and Sabbaths and new months and solemn days and the 3 days before the feast and the 3 days after the feast shall be all of immunity and freedom for all the Jews, which should read, for all the Judahites in my realm. Verse 46. Now when Jonathan and the people heard these words, they gave no credit unto them, nor received them, because they remembered the great evil that he had done in Yisrael, for he had afflicted them very sore. But with Alexander they were well pleased, because he was the first that entreated of true peace with them, and they were confederate with him always. A letter to the Judahites in Egypt. 2 Maccabees 1:1. The brethren, the Jews, that be at Jerusalem and in the land of Judea, wish unto the brethren, the Jews, that are throughout Egypt, health and peace. That whole verse should read, The brethren, the Judahites, that be at Jerusalem and in the land of Judah, wish unto the brethren, the Judahites, that are throughout Egypt, health and peace. Elohim be gracious unto you, and remember his covenant that he had made with Abraham, Yitzchak, and Jacob, his trustworthy servants, and give you all a heart to serve him, and to do his will, with a good courage and a willing spirit. And open your hearts in his law and commandments, and send you peace, and hear your prayers, and be reconciled with you, and never forsake you in time of trouble. And now we be here praying for you. What time as Demetrius reigned, in 143 B.C., we, the Jews, which should read, we, the Judahites, wrote unto you in the extremity of trouble that came upon us in those years, from the time that Jason and his company revolted from the Holy Land and Kingdom, and burned the gate, and shed innocent blood. Then we prayed unto Yahweh, and were heard. We offered also sacrifices and grain offering, and lighted the lamps, and set forth the loaves. And now see that you keep the Feast of Tabernacles in the month of Ethanim. Let's review from verse 1. The Jews in the land of Judea and the Jews in Egypt were not Jews. They were Judahites of the house of Judah. The Jews were still in their own snake pit in Idumea at this time. In verse 2, the covenant God made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was not a covenant between God and Jews, because Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were not Jews. They were Hebrews. Hebrews are not Jews. Jews are Edomites. Esau, Jacob's brother, was a Hebrew, but Esau married Canaanite wives, so his children were not Hebrews. They were Edomites. Esau destroyed his seed by race mixing. In verse 9, the Judahites were exhorting their Judahite brethren in Egypt to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. This is not a Jewish feast, because the Jews are not Israelites. The Israelites were in bondage in Egypt, and we know that no Jews were ever in bondage to any man, including Egypt. So the Feast of Tabernacles is an Israelite feast day and memorial, because Israelites were in bondage in Egypt, and Yahweh God took Israelites out of Egypt, not Jews. The Edomite Jews were multiplying in Mount Seir at the time of the Exodus. the suppression of the Judahite belief. 2 Maccabees 6:1. Not long after this, the king sent an old man of Athens, a senator, to compel the Jews, which should read, to compel the Judahites to depart from the laws of their fathers, and not to live after the laws of God, and to pollute also the temple in Jerusalem, and to call it the temple of Jupiter, or Zeus, Olympius, and the temple in Gerizim, of Jupiter, the defender of strangers, as they did desire that dwelt in the place. Greek culture was pagan and high class, and they worshipped little g gods. Greek culture was being forced upon the Judahites in Judah. Antiochus Epiphanes was part of the forced integration of Greek culture into Judah, forcing the Judahites to break God's commandments and abandon their heritage and traditions. Verse 3. The coming in of this mischief was sore and grievous to the people, for the temple was filled with riot and reveling by the nations who dallied with harlots and had to do with women within the circuit of the holy places, and besides that brought in things that were not lawful. The altar also was filled with profane things, which the law forbids. Pigs. Neither was it lawful for a man to keep Sabbath days or ancient fasts, or to profess himself at all to be a Jew, which should read, or profess himself at all to be a Judahite. The Judahites were not professing to be Jews. They were professing to be Judahites. Judahites are Israelites, and it was Israelites who followed the way of Yahweh. The Jews do not follow the way of Yahweh. They follow the way of Cain and their father, the devil. The Revolt of Judas Maccabeus. 2 Maccabees 8:1. Then Judas Maccabeus and they that were with him went privily into the towns and called their kinfolks together, and took unto them all such as continued in the Jews' religion, which should read, in the Judahite belief, and assembled about 6,000 men, and they called upon Yahweh, that he would look upon the people that was trodden down of all, and also pity the temple profaned of ungodly men, and that he would have compassion upon the city, sore, defaced, and ready to be made even with the ground, and hear the blood that cried unto him, and remember the wicked slaughter of harmless infants, and the blasphemies committed against his name, and that he would show his hatred against the wicked. Judas and his men defeated Nicanor. The defeat of Nicanor is a Judahite celebration, and celebrated on the 15th day of the 10th month. In chapter 10 of 2 Maccabees is the purification of the temple, which the Maccabees had recovered from Antiochus. There was not enough oil found to keep the lamps lit for more than a day, but Yahweh showed his miracle of keeping the oil burning for 8 days, until more oil could be made. This miracle of the oil became known as Hanukkah. Hanukkah is not a Jewish holiday. It is a Judahite holy day. 2 Maccabees 10:6. And they kept the 8 days with gladness, as in the Feast of Tabernacles, remembering that not long afore they had held the Feast of Tabernacles, when as they wandered in the mountains and dens like beasts. The Jews were not in the Exodus wandering and living in tabernacles, because Jews were never in bondage to any man and were not taken out of Egypt. Israelites were. The Jews adopted Hanukkah and made it into their own holiday, and craftily devised Christmas as their number one holiday of profit, and they have swooned our people into the pagan celebrations of Mithra, the sun god, as Jewish Jesus. Christmas is also the celebration of the festival of Saturnalia, which is a big pagan orgy of illicit sex and gift-giving. Jesus was not born on December 25th. Jesus was born in September, 6 months after John the Baptist, who was born in March. Hanukkah can be celebrated by all Israelites, but it is a Judahite holy day because it involved the house of Judah. Campaign in Idumea, 2 Maccabees 10:14. But when Georgius was governor of the holds in Idumea, he hired soldiers and nourished war continually against the Jews, which should read, nourished war continually against the Judahites. And therewithal the Idumeans, which is a reference to the Edomite Jews, that held the strongholds, kept the Jews, which should read, the Idumean Edomite Jews kept the Judahites occupied, and receiving those that were banished from Jerusalem, they went about to continue war. Then they that were with Maccabeus made supplication, and besought Elohim that he would be their helper, and so they ran with violence upon the strongholds of the Idumeans, the Edomite Jews. And assaulting them strongly, they won the holds, and kept off all that fought upon the wall, and slew all that fell into their hands, and killed no fewer than 20,000. The Jews were fighting against Idumeans who were Jews? No. The Judahites were fighting against the Edomites. The tribe of Judah fighting against the tribe of Esau. This is why the Apocrypha was removed, because it plainly shows that the Judahite Maccabees were Israelites fighting against the Edomite Idumeans. If you don't know who is who in Scripture, then you'll never understand Scripture. If you believe the Jews are Israelites, then you will never understand Scripture. The word Jew is found over 150 times in the four books of the Maccabees. Every time, it should read Judahites. In the books of the Maccabees, the Jews were called Idumeans, because Idumea was the land of the Jews. So in the BC days of the covenant, we saw that the made-up, wicked, and deceptive word Jew replaced the Hebrew word for Judah, Yehuda and Yehudim. Yehuda is the singular. Yehudim is the plural. We see that the Jews are trying to identify as the tribe of Judah by changing the texts to read Jews, where it originally reads Yehuda. Again, how could Jacob and his wife Leah have 5 Israelite sons and 1 Edomite Jewish son? The truth always exposes the lie. You just have to know the truth, or you will believe the lies. If you believe the Jews or the churches, then you believe only lies. Now let's examine the verses in the Renewed Covenant. The New Testament is not about the church or Gentiles or Jews. The New Testament is a continuation of the Old Testament, because the Bible is one book of the generations of Adam. It's one covenant with the houses of Israel and Judah. Adam was not a Jew. When you see the word Jew in the New Testament, it should read Judahite or Judean. So what changed from the Old Testament to the New? Well, the only thing that changed was the need for a priesthood and sacrificial rituals. These were done away with when Christ died, because Christ was the last sacrifice, and he became our high priest and mediator to God. Men priests as mediators, blood sacrifices, and Levitical rituals and ordinances were no longer needed. Everything else still stands: the commandments, the food laws, keeping the Sabbaths and feast days, repenting, following the way, eschewing the evil, and loving your kinsmen. The churches are ignorant and deceived, which is why they eat unclean animals, identify as trans-Gentiles, profane the Sabbath with worship of a Jewish god in a pagan temple called a church with an Egyptian sun pillar on top, and they care not for the feast days, and have done away with the law. They teach that the Jews are Israel, that Jesus was a Jew, and that you can declare yourself saved, and all you have to do is just believe, and that your salvation cannot be taken away because you accepted Jewish Jesus into your heart, and his grace is sufficient. Well, the churches, the just believers, and the fools that identify as trans-Gentiles are all in for a big teeth-gnashing surprise when they find themselves outside the kingdom because all their beliefs, all their works, and all their worship went to a Jewish Jesus, and they turned their backs to their own true identity, heritage, and God. It is interesting that Israel, or the Hebrew word for Israel, Yisrael, is not replaced with the made-up word Jew. Neither is the Greek word for Israel, Israel, replaced with the made-up word Jew. Jew replaces only the word Judah in the whole Bible. Matthew was of the tribe of Benjamin. Matthew was not a Jew. All of the apostles were Benjaminites, except Judas, the Edomite Jew from Kerioth. The tribe of Benjamin was part of the house of Judah. Benjaminites were also called Judahites. The visit of the wise men. Matthew 2:1. Now when Yeshua was born in Bethlehem, which means house of bread, of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. The Magi were Parthians descended from Phares, Judah. Verse 2, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? Which should read, where is he that is born king of the Judahites? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to do reverence to him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, which is the territory of Judah. For thus it is written by the prophet, and you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least of the princes of Judah, for out of you shall come a governor that will shepherd and rule my people Yisrael. In verse 1, we see the word Judea. Judea is G2449, Judea, a noun locative. It's a reference to southern Palestine, which was the territory of Judah. Notice the wise men used the word Judea. This is because at that time, the territory of Judah was called Judea. Around the time of the Maccabees to the time of Christ, the territory of Judah was merged with Idumea, hence the new name Judea. This was the time when John Hyrcanus and Herod were forcing racial integration of the Edomite Jews of Idumea into the land of Judah.
The Judahites of Judah did not want this emigration of Edomite Jews into their land, culture, or worship. The Edomites loved the idea. This was how they succeeded in the impersonation of being Judahites. In verse 6 is the reading from the prophecy written in Hebrew, which uses the word Judah, because the territory of Judah was not called Judea in the time of Micah and Ezekiel. Now Herod was not a king. He was a tetrarch, meaning a ruler of a quarter, in which he was placed to govern the Roman province of Judea. Herod was an Edomite, an Idumean, a Jew. Herod was the one who tried to murder the Christ child. When Herod heard that the prophesied Messiah was born, he was greatly troubled, and so was Jerusalem. Why would Jerusalem be troubled? Because at that time, 99% of the Israelites were scattered among the nations all over the Greco-Roman world and migrating into Europe. So most of Judea at this time was a multicultural cesspool of Canaanites, Edomites, Arabians, and Israelites. It's important to understand that Judea was no longer a territory solely of the house of Judah. So at this point, a Judean was not necessarily an Israelite of the house of Judah. This is where a lot of the confusion comes in. You really have to know some history and the identity of who is who, and the context, to understand what's going on. The churches understand none of this. In verse 2, where it says, King of the Jews, the Greek reads, King of the Judeans. This does not mean that Yeshua Christ was the king of all the multiracial peoples of Judea. Rather, Christ was king of the house of Israel, specifically of the house of Judah, as Christ's lineage is of the tribe of Judah, which are not Jews. Christ was not a descendant of Esau, Edomites, Idumeans, or Jews. Christ was a descendant of Jacob's son Judah, which, if you remember, was one of six sons of Leah. If the tribe of Judah were Jews, how could it be possible if Jacob, Leah, and their other five sons and one daughter were Israelites? Yeshua before Pilate, Luke 23:1, and the whole multitude of them arose and led him to Pilate, and they began to accuse him, saying,
We found this fellow perverting the nation, and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ, a king.
Yeshua was not perverting the nation. The Jews were. Yeshua did not forbid to give tribute to Caesar. He paid tribute by the coin in the mouth of the fish. The Jews were lying about the tribute. And Yeshua did not declare that he was a king either. Verse 4. Then said Pilate to the chief priests and to the people, I find no fault in this man. And they were the more fierce, saying,
He stirs up the people, teaching throughout all Jewry, beginning from Galilee to this place.
Jewry is G 2449, Judea, meaning throughout Judah, which at that time was called Judea. Jewry is a made-up word. Jewry is more of a verb and has more of a connotation of the evil acts of Jews. The churches and the world do not see the evil acts of Jews because the Jews have blinded their eyes with their lies.
The churches love bacon, Jaime Jesus, and delusions.
And my people love to have it so. My people are
blinded by the lies.